How you doing? I'm Ronan Keating. You may have heard the band I'm in, it's Boyzone. Now me and the lads have had so much fun being in a band that I've decided to manage my own band with Louis Walsh, so here they are.
How you doing? My name's Brian.
How you doing? I'm Nicky.
How you doing? My name is Keane.
Hello, I'm Shane.
Alright, I'm Mark.
Alright lads, I know how you met, but I'm sure there's people out there that don't know how you met, so let them know.
Well, basically we all started off in a musical back in a place called Sligo in the northwest of Ireland. Myself, Shane and Mark were playing parts in that play. And
what parts were in that play?
It was Knicky, Shane was Danny, Mark was Vince Fontaine, and
so obviously it was Grease then, what?
Yeah, Grease. Right. After that, we were sitting at a party one night and we were having a bit of a sing along.
Having a few what?
Yeah, fair enough. We had a few drinks. And we had a bit of a sing along, and somebody said we should take it a bit further. So we did, and eventually we went into the studio, recorded a song that Shane and Mark wrote called "Together, Girl, Forever," yeah. And. Shane's mum got in touch with Louis Walsh. He came back to us, put us on with the Backstreet Boys last March, and ever since that, it's just been a roller coaster ride.
Now, you've been touring with a bunch of old geezers for the last couple of months. How was that?
Oh, it was brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah. Who were they?
Boyzone.
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 Right, okay.
No, it was great because we'd only together, you know, for a couple of months, and then to get out and play in front of those crowds was absolutely amazing. And we just didn't want it to end, like we were only on stage like for 20 minutes or so. And then like we were off and you were on and we just didn't want it to end, we wanted it to be our show.
Did you learn anything from it at all?
We gained some valuable experience from it. Of course, watching you and seeing how you's, what you do before the show and how you handle yourselves on stage and everything. It's a really good experience.
All right, lads. Now, when we're on the road, we have plenty of stories. I'm sure there's some stories from the Smash Hits tour for you guys. Can you tell us?
Brian is, what would you call him, sleepwalker?
Oh, really? No toilet stories, please.
Myself and Brian were rooming in Sheffield, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And Brian woke up, he bought, was it, a little pelican, and he couldn't find the bullets all night, and he was searching for them all night. So when he went to bed that night with the gun beside his bed, whatever. he woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning on the third floor, and we were on the 5th floor or 6th floor, on the third floor, sitting outside the lift with a bag of pellets in his hand that he couldn't find to sleep. He found them in his sleep.
And then I thought everyone was gone, I was left in the hotel on my own, and I was like, I ran back to the hotel.
Because of that tour, you won an award on the Smash Hits TV show. How was that?
It was brilliant. We won the Smash Hits Best Newcomer Act, as you won 4 or 5 years ago. And that was brilliant to get it, like, you know what I mean? Because, like, as you were saying to us from before, that's how it all started for you.
Yeah.
So, like, that was our goal, to go on that tour, to win that award. And we did, so.
Good. And, of course, Steve was hosting the show.
Yeah.
Have you watched it back at all?
Yeah.
He's actually very good presenting it.
Yeah, he was good. Well, how were you happy with your performance on the show?
Yeah, that, well, my mum and dad were happy, so I was happy.
It only hit us when we came off stage. Yeah. And we were
scary. Oh,
God, like, it's scary. You know the people we've been playing in front of, so.
So who's been getting the most fan mail?
We don't really know, do we?
I'd probably say it'd be Brian.
But who's been getting the most attention then from the fans?
It'd be Brian. We've all, like, got different people that kind of take to... There's no one person that has all the fans, right? And it's everyone has their own kind of group of people that follow them. And we've all got, like, one person that...
Don't be modest.
...like, send the best.
No, Brian got the loudest scream most of the nights on the Boyzone tour. Right, I think it was... What was the score?
Okay.
Moving swiftly along. Have you learned to deal with it?
The way we look at it is, if it's not us, it's going to be another five guys. We're just very lucky. There's better looking guys than us out there. There's better singers than us out there. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty happy to be where we are today.
Very lucky.
Very lucky, extremely lucky.
Well done, that's right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.